This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU and 88.5 WMUB. I'm Mark Purcell. Thanks for tuning in this morning. WVXU, in partnership with CET, is presenting American Graduate, an ongoing examination of the consequences of and solutions for the high school dropout problem. This morning, as part of the initiative, I'm speaking with one of the founders and director of Steps for Success at Euler High School, something that just started last year. Jennifer Bellin is in the studio with me to talk about the program and its goals. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's begin with Steps for Success. It just came into being in August of 2011. How is this first year going?
Well, the first year has gone unbelievably well. You know, when we started the program, we really didn't know what to expect. We didn't know if the students would be responsive. We didn't know how the mentors and students would connect. But it has just been an incredible journey. We've seen a lot of results already. We actually increased the senior retention rate. The prior year, there were about 85% of the seniors retained. And the year that we started the program, 92% were retained. So we're very excited about the goals.
And you were really facing a struggle. We've talked to other folks with other programs who are trying to identify at-risk students early, third, fourth, fifth grade, middle school. But you're working with those kids that are already in high school. How did Steps for Success come about?
Well, actually, the founders, me and then Michelle Phelps and Kristen Pangrazio, we all have been involved with Euler School in the Al Hampton mentoring program for the elementary school students. And we had been doing that for a couple of years, and we just really felt like we wanted to do something with some of the high school students. So we put together an idea, we pitched it to the administrators at Euler, and they were very excited because actually they had been looking for a program that would get the seniors more engaged to stick it out and really put their all into their senior year and actually graduate.
So Steps for Success, let's talk about the three factors of it. You talked about mentors already. You talked about mentors, but there's also unique experiences and weekly classes as well. To begin with, how do you identify the high-risk students that need mentoring?
Well, actually, the beauty of working with Euler School is that all of the students really have a need for this program. So each student in the senior class is in the program. It's part of their weekly regimen in school. And we didn't really have to go through an identification process.
So it wasn't hard to pick them out because basically there's a great need out there. So let's talk about the three steps for success, the three-pronged approach, not necessarily just three steps. But you talked about dedicated mentors. These are folks in the business community that you recruit, correct?
That's right. So basically how we go about this is we work with the students in their junior year. Right at the end of their junior year, we have an assessment party. We make it kind of fun. We bring in some food, and we have the students answer some questions about what their skills are and what their interests are. And then we also have them look at the inventory, look at the results, and then say, you know, that's dead on, or you know what, actually, I want to be a police officer, or I want to be a nurse. And so we take that information, and then throughout the summer, we reach out to mentors, and we secure those mentors who will be congruent with the student's interests. So it's a challenging process, but a lot of fun as well.
And I imagine one of the challenges is, unlike other mentoring programs where, for the most part, when the student graduates, they move on, Steps for Success actually looks for the mentor to continue a relationship with the student even after graduation.
That's exactly it. And that's really the crux of the program, is that we don't only want students to graduate from high school, but we really want them to be successful as they move from graduation into either school, post-secondary education, or career. And so we encourage the mentors to keep with the students, you know, really keeping in touch with them during the summer. We've had some really great stories of that already, where students, one gentleman went into the Army and he was having some struggles in camp. And so he was actually calling back to his mentor just to look for some encouragement to stick with it.
Wow.
Yes. So it's we have a number of stories like that where the mentors have really continued to be a support system.
Okay. That's one prong of the three-pronged approach for Steps for Success. The next one, unique experiences. Now, where does this work in?
Yes. Well, we want to get the students a little bit more out of their comfort zone. The students at Euler School tend to stay very much within their community, so they don't have a lot of opportunities to go into downtown Cincinnati or to go out to a farm or to go to a Reds game. So we try to provide opportunities like that. One experience that I think really has stood out with the students was the business lunch that we prepared them for. We had someone come in and talk about etiquette and business etiquette, and then we had their mentor take them to lunch the next week. And it's surprising and a little bit touching that some of these students have never even been to a restaurant where they've ordered from a menu before. So
really?
It was just a great opportunity for them not only to feel what it was like to be on a business lunch, but to also just be in a new surrounding, handling questions from the waitresses and such that maybe they weren't used to doing.
And among the experiences, too, are looking at what their area of career interest is, too, to try to find unique experiences for what their interests are.
Absolutely. So one student in particular, she wants to be a chef. So we were able to get her on a radio program with a chef, and she actually got to participate on the program, and she actually, that's how she met one of her mentors, who was a chef also being featured on the program. So not only did she get to see what it was like to be on a radio program and participate in a cooking show, but she found someone who could be a support system for her as well.
Well, then the other prong in the three-pronged approach is weekly classes. It's not only having the mentoring that's going on, not only these unique experiences, but also a weekly meeting.
That's right. So every week on Wednesday at the Fourth Bell, the students come to our class, and we bring in speakers from the community to address topics such as personality testing, how to budget, self-esteem issues. We have a whole group of people who come in and volunteer their time to present on these topics. And it's been really rewarding just to watch the students really ask questions and engage with the presenters and really take a lot out of it. And we even have them journal about their experiences and the things that they learn. And it's been really fun to look back and see what they have to share.
And one thing I also saw from one of your presentations in the way of unique experiences, once they graduate, suits. They all get suits.
That's right. Well, you know, I think most students, whether they're in a less advantaged situation or not, may not have a suit. You know, a business suit is not something that is cool to wear.
Not in this day and age, no.
That's right. So most students just don't have a business suit. So we wanted to make sure that our students were prepared not only for job interviews, but also for school presentations, for graduation. So we worked with our company, Paycor, to donate suits. We had people sponsor a student, and they would bring in not only the suit, but they would bring in shoes and accessories so that the student could just take the suit and be ready to wear it.
Wow. Now, you have very lofty goals for this, 100% graduation rate. We talked about senior retention a little bit earlier, that you boosted from 85 to 92%, but 100% graduation rate.
That's right. Well, you know, I can't imagine setting a goal that was less than 100% for graduation. You know, it is just so
yes.
important. And we were thrilled that 100% of the students who were in the program did graduate this year from high school. So it has been proven to be achievable. And again, we wouldn't settle for anything less.
Now, Steps for Success kicked off here at Euler in August of 2011. But you're hoping to replicate this successful program in other schools.
That's right. You know, we had our pilot with Euler this past year, and we learned a lot doing the pilot. So we're excited to put a lot of our learnings into practice this next year. But then after that, we're definitely interested in seeing how we could bring that model to other schools in the greater Cincinnati area.
Well, what has been, you know, through all these successes, it seems very positive stuff happening, Jennifer, but what have been the biggest challenges?
I think the biggest challenge is helping the mentors and the students truly connect in a meaningful way. This past year, we had the students and the mentors meeting predominantly once a month, and then we encouraged them to have phone conversations and email, and we gave them some suggested activities to do outside of school. But it was challenging still because phone numbers would change. You know, the students would not always be able to check their email because many of them don't have a computer at home.
Mm-hmm.
So that became a bit of a challenge. So this year, we're hoping to have more exercises up front to really build the relationship between the student and mentor so the student will feel ready to open up really early in the process instead of it happening more towards the end. We're also hoping, we're exploring still the idea of working with Camp Joy to do some team building experiences between the mentors and students as well. So we really just want to continue to solidify that bond.
Well, congratulations on your success and best wishes for the future, too.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Jennifer Bellin, one of the founders and the director of Steps for Success. You can learn more about that. And the American Graduate Initiative, a partnership with WVXU and WCET, and looking at the consequences of and solutions for the high school dropout problem. That's ongoing. You can find out more information about American Graduate and Steps for Success and more at our website, WVXU.org. American Graduate is a public media initiative funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.